you see, was left in the mill.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to sift it. Everybody had a sifter. And you sifted your own meal and sifted the bran out. And, of course, then the bran was fed to the chickens.
Well,
and so we would have at least a 50-pound bag of corn at the time, because they would go, the men, you'd see on Saturday when the women was doing all the work.
Mm-hmm.
Then the men went to the grist mill and to into the little town and did all these. The women didn't go shopping, the men did the shopping.
What is the, what would you call the amount of wood that you could carry in your arms at one time?
Armload.
Armload?
That's what we'd say. Brought in an armload of wood.
Is it used, did you ever use that for something like corn at the same term?
Well, anything that, if we had a whole, all that we could carry in our arm, if we were carrying it up in our arms, we'd say we had an armload of whatever we had.
When the light burns out, it's you have to put in a new
bulb now.
Yes. Light bulb. When you carry the washing out and hang it out on the line, you carry it out in a
laundry basket. But then we didn't have laundry baskets.
Mm-hmm.
We piled it up on our rug board and took it to the clothesline to hang it up.
You remember when your fathers would be building something, you have to get a bunch of nails. What did they come in? What container?
They came in a box.
Usually
a little wooden box. Now, if you went and bought some nails at the store, then they'd come in a paper bag.
What about, did you have a name for a small barrel? Say about
a
this
keg.
That's what you called it?
Uh-huh, and you could get a keg of nails, too.
Mm-hmm. What about the hoop that ran around the barrel, made out of metal? Did you have a name for that?
Yeah, that was called a bale.
Okay.
A bale around.
What do you put in the top of the bottle?
Stopper.
A stopper?
Uh-huh, but you could say a cork, but then we always said a stopper.
Your father may have played a musical instrument. You know, you hold up to your mouth.
French harp.
French harp?
Which is the same as a harmonica.
What about the one that you hold between your teeth? Pick your fingers.
A juice harp.
Juice harp. What do you pound nails with? Drive nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between
the
horses? Tongue.
Wagon tongue.
You have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
horse.
Shaft.
Shaft. Did you ever hear the term thills or drafts?
No, we call them the shaft, the buggy shaft.
Did you ever hear the term pole or spear for tongue?
Yeah, a single tree with
yes, they have one have the big wagons. Sometimes they'd use a pole in there, but we always called it the tongue, the wagon tongue.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the steel outside of a wagon wheel?
The rim, the wagon, this thing. Yeah, the rim.
Mm-hmm. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that